Park.
Your home for Westwood One's March Madness and the Final Four. Go! Sports Radio 950, KJR AM and KJR FM HD2, Seattle.
National Championship!
Hour number two for us here on a Common Sense Tuesday. John Canzano, brought to you by Reflex D, coming up at 11:20. Talk all things Pac-12. Obviously, a disastrous loss for his Oregon Ducks yesterday. I mean, just the crusher probably puts them out of the tournament for good reason. But we're not here to gloat, and we're not here to celebrate another team's loss. When your team didn't play the game, because Kid and I are above the fray. We would never dance on your team losing when we weren't the ones to beat you.
Oregon losing to USC doesn't knock them out of the tournament. Oregon's very much going to the tournament.
But we wouldn't do that. Right, Ken? We would never, ever.
I was close, but you know what?
We would never celebrate and point out that you lost to a team.
I'm going to take the high road.
We take the high road here.
Yeah. On a low
We take the high road here and don't tweet out and like, how come you guys lost to that team? And even though that you guys just beat us, we don't do that. We don't do that.
I mean, Oregon's third in the conference right now.
We don't do that.
So
we don't celebrate the failures of your team.
I just
thought
it was funny.
We don't celebrate the failures.
When you guys lost to the worst team in the conference.
Hey, things happen.
Yeah.
You know what? You lose the games. You don't have your best player, you lose the game.
Yeah.
But we don't, you know. We're not down 17 to nothing and never in the game, and we think we're good. And, you know, we got boat raced. We were never in it, ever.
Yeah, that hasn't happened to you in any games this year.
Not like that. No, we've never been down 17 nothing to start a game. No, actually, we have not.
That's actually
a thing.
Refs happen.
We're not here to dance on your team failing to win an important game.
My team's going to the tournament. What's your team doing?
Your team. We're not celebrating the fact that you couldn't win a big game.
My team's playing in March.
We're not going to just dance on your grave. Yeah. We're playing in March.
Well,
damn right we are.
Yeah, the first half.
We're damn right we're going to play.
The first half of March.
Damn right we're going to play.
Conference tournament.
What happened? Hey, do you have the highlights of the game this year, kid, available? We can just pull up and just go ahead and play those for the next 3 minutes. And you have those available?
Why don't you ask John Canzano at 11:20?
Do you have those highlights?
What Washington State's prospects for the NCAA tournament look
hey,
like?
Hey, we're not going to get in.
Oh,
I know that.
Okay. Highlights of the first maybe 5 minutes of the game?
I think just get the end of the game where, like, Bonton put the game away, like, routinely, like, over them. And remember we won. Like, they didn't beat us. And
silence. Like,
yeah. Can we get any highlights from that where, like, we close the game and
We beat them.
We're under 500. In conference play.
Yeah.
But we're on a great winning streak right now. I think we've won three of the last four, including a victory over Oregon.
Two in a row. You've won two in a row.
Three of four. And
so it's a winning streak is how many games you've won consecutively. So you don't get to like throw out the loss had.
No, we lost. I say that we lost.
Right.
We lost to Washington. It was the worst loss of the season.
Yeah, so you call it the winning streak you're on is two.
Two-game winning streak.
We've won
three of four. Worst loss of the year. We had no business losing to the worst team in college basketball. It's the worst team in college basketball, led by one of the worst. I mean, we had no business losing to that team. It's the most embarrassing loss of the season. No, there's no doubt about it.
Yeah.
I'm not denying it.
There you go.
But before we lost to them, who did we beat? Do you have the highlights on that or? I can't remember.
No, he doesn't have
highlights.
So part of me wants to wonder, are you for real about getting these highlights, or are you just pulling my leg?
Do we have the highlights?
There are no highlights.
Do we have the three-minute video?
Because I can get...
Sure, pull it up. Let's get
the
three-minute video.
Pull the highlight of you guys injuring Chris Duarte.
You get the three-minute video where Bonton,
who is up
like,
for Pac-12 Player of the Year,
scores like all of the points at the end? Can you just find that? all right, on a Common Sense Tuesday. Yeah, Johnny Canzano is coming up here at 11:20. We'll talk about just a horrendous loss for the Ducks yesterday. And we haven't even touched on, my God, there's so much from yesterday that was just a terrible press conference. You have a poll question. Now, can you read your poll question you got out right now?
Yeah, I'd be happy to because I thought of this morning when I was driving in because – you know, obviously the ownership issues with the Mariners over the years, you've talked about it. It hasn't changed. Nothing's been good over there for a long time. So I thought about Jeff Bezos, and look, he's looking to buy a team, right? So we hope anyway. We hope he's going to bring the Sonics back. But what if he could choose? Well, my poll question is this. Jeff Bezos agrees to buy one team, and you get to choose which team he buys. Which one do you choose? Expansion Sonics team, Mariners, or Seahawks?
Well, here's why you're, and trust me, folks, we don't talk before the show. I don't talk to either of these guys. We like to come in this fresh and unorganized.
We really do.
Okay? And I told Kid that year, but even before you started, I told Kid this. I said, I don't want you to tell me anything. I'm not going to tell you anything.
Did he really?
Here's the guests we'll get, and you just get them. Mm-hmm. And I'll give you a few things, but other than that, nothing.
No pre-show meeting.
No pre-show meeting.
Every once in a while, we'll text.
You're not. I don't want you writing me out questions. All right, you know, you write out questions and you ask us. I don't want that. We're not going to do that. None of that.
You wouldn't profess to do that?
We're going to go in it. You're not going to ask me how the trade clause works. I don't want any of that stuff. All right.
You've been on the podcast?
No, they won't. They don't want us on. Oh. I mean, I've it's whatever. I've moved on.
Yeah.
I've moved on. You know, I've got my favorite podcast that I listen to now.
Oh, my God.
But I've moved on because it's clearly they have an issue with me.
It's okay.
And it's sad.
Well, try not to take it personal.
It hurts. Well, I do. I do take it personal.
I know you do.
How do you not take it personal?
You take this stuff to heart.
How do you not take this stuff personal?
This stuff really affects him, like personally.
How do you not get it? I mean, here's the guy works on a show and he doesn't value our opinion.
Yeah. I'm over
what
it.
What do you want? So you asked that poll question.
Yes.
And coming up in about 35 minutes, our tweet of the day will involve that person.
Really?
And you have left a team out. And I'll tease you with this. You have left a team out that he has already gone down the wedding aisle with and is still trying to go down the wedding aisle with.
Really?
To purchase. And you're not going to like it. You're not going to like it. So we'll have that coming up at 11:45. We'll have to get to the KJ Wright stuff on Jim Rome. Rack 'em!
Thanks for grabbing a vine.
I don't know what people's reaction to that is.
Hey, clones.
Are people upset at KJ? I don't know. I don't know one should be upset at KJ Wright. Are you upset at KJ Wright?
People are out there saying, hey, people I'll give are you upset. Free food if you come
yeah,
back.
Yeah, I mean, whatever. I mean, he's played great. He's been unbelievable.
Of course he has. Last year was amazing. I came into this offseason thinking that his time in Seattle was done, though.
See, I believe, and maybe I would be a terrible GM or president, and I know I would. I'd be awful.
That's why you do PR.
That's why I do PR. Guys like him, you do everything you can to retain. Just make it work. You make KJ Wright work. Mm. However you have to make it work to re-sign him, you make it work. You don't let guys like KJ Wright leave and play elsewhere. He hasn't lost a step. He played for less. He showed up to camp. He didn't hold out. He does everything right. He's a great teammate. He's a great player. He's a great person in the community. You don't let him walk. You let him walk and choose somebody else over him, you're doing it wrong.
Right. I think that's a mistake.
To let him walk?
No. I think bringing him back.
I will just disagree on this one. There's no way you let him walk. None. And you give him what he wants. There's just, why? Who is there to replace him?
Jordan Brooks.
Jordan Brooks based on what? Based on half the season you watched him play?
Yeah, and he was good. He's a first round.
This guy did something no one's ever done before in the league. Ever. In his two stats, no one's ever done that before.
You draft, especially in the first couple of rounds, you draft these guys so you're able to stay young and cheap.
But yes, when he drops off, he's not dropped off at all. In fact, KJ Wright has gotten better.
He's also gotten expensive.
You sacrifice someplace else. You go to your quarterback and you tell him, you want to win? You want to have championship caliber team? It's not going second year Jordan Brooks and Cody Barton. Cody Barton has done nothing at all. In fact, Cody Barton was such a disappointment that they had to draft Jordan Brooks.
And Jordan Brooks is going to start.
You don't know when you thrust him into a starting role how he's going to. It's not that saying that Jordan Brooks can't be good.
Mm-hmm.
I agree that he looks good. I'm not willing to move on from KJ Wright.
And I just think with a salary cap coming down $13 million, you're already at almost $0 available.
They can make it work. They can get $50 million.
We always say this, and God bless, no one knows truly what their number is.
Okay.
But what I'm saying is you can always make it work.
Yes. But right now we're talking about cutting guys just to be able to sign other guys.
Sure. Not to cut anybody. They can restructure the bonuses that they have with Russell Wilson for starters.
Kid, I went through all this last week. Stuff that they can go through last week, I went through it on
Friday.
And
how much would they have?
I freed up $30 million
Boom.
For them
there
to
you
use.
Go. That's enough money to
that
get
is
KJ.
To hey. Fill holes that they already have. They don't have a hole at KJ's spot because they filled it with a first-round draft
pick. I like Jordan Brooks. Jordan Brooks is not KJ Wright. And it's not
No,
close.
He's not.
It's not even close.
He's not KJ Wright.
He's not even close to KJ Wright.
But he's your starting linebacker.
In a year, 2 years from now. Not now. Not when he's playing at this level. You're in a small window to win it. It goes beyond the field and the money, Slickhawk. It goes to a guy that has done everything right in this organization. Everything right. And his play hasn't slipped. Like, if you told me his play slipped, okay, I'll dance with you. But it hasn't.
And I'm not saying that. And I love KJ Wright. And I absolutely recognize how much better he is even now than he was 2-3 years ago. How great he's played.
They can make anything work. They just got to be creative enough to do it. And if a veteran's got to be sacrificed to make it or someplace else, then they'll sacrifice. They've got to do everything they can.
They physically can, but it's a bad idea.
They can do. I just disagree. It's not a bad idea. Not a bad idea when the guy's given his heart and soul to the organization, never held out, never did anything wrong, never caused a problem, sacrificed his position for others, and then succeeded. I don't know. Those guys, it means something in a locker room.
And we're not talking about cutting him. I mean, his contract is up.
Re-sign him.
I'm talking about re-signing
him. I know you. But I'm just saying, his deal's up.
Resign
and,
him.
And I'm saying re-sign him.
In my opinion, they can't afford to.
They're going to make a way.
Voice of reason.
Okay. Well.
Voice of reason.
Put it on the board.
USC.
What are you willing to give up?
Hey, USC for life.
A cornerback? Both your starting cornerbacks are free agents.
Check.
Okay.
Your starting running back's a free agent.
You can find one in the draft.
You're going to ask me to choose between Carson and Wright. I'm going to pick KJ Wright.
Easy.
Running backs are a dime a dozen.
Find
another running back. I'll easily find another running back.
Mark Ingram's out
there.
They found
him in the 7th round. I'll find another running back.
Mark Ingram's available.
Chris Carson ain't worth the money that he wants.
I mean, it's not as easy just going into the 7th round and getting a running back.
Easier to find a running back in the draft or free agency than a 10-plus year starting linebacker?
A running back. Okay. But they already have the linebacker.
Okay. So if it's easier to find it, then we'll find it. We'll find another running back.
I'm just saying you already found the linebacker.
So you keep him.
You can keep Jordan Brooks, and Jordan Brooks will be here. He's under a rookie deal.
But that's why you draft the linebacker, so you can be cheap. So you can get cheap there.
Sure, but you can get cheap elsewhere at a value position, like a running back position. You get cheap there. You're not going to pay Chris Carson the money he wants. That's foolish. He can't stay healthy. You're choosing Chris Carson over KJ Wright
or a free agent. Name your free agent.
I'm not going to choose Chris Carson over KJ.
It doesn't have to be Carson, but a starting running back.
Mark Ingram. There you go.
You have two guys already on your roster can be running backs. You drafted a guy a few years ago to be a running back.
You're going to count on him?
Well, I'm just saying you drafted him. Well, wait a minute, hold on. You don't want to count on Rashad Penny, but you want to count on Jordan Brooks?
Well, I haven't seen Rashad Penny stay healthy. But I've seen Jordan Brooks healthy. Oh,
for one season.
Okay.
For half a season.
Rashad Penny has been overweight and then not able to stay healthy.
I don't think we should make fun of people's waistlines here on this show. This is the not making judgments on waistline show of record. It's unfair.
I'd love to be able to counter a shot.
All right, we got to go. John Canzano is going to join us coming up next.
Coming to you live from our Elliott Avenue studios of Sports Radio 950 KJR. This is our weekly conversation with the Oregonians' John Canzano. Brought to you by Reflex Knee Clinic in Bellevue, the knee experts. Don't let knee pain limit your lifestyle. Log on to ReflexKnees.com to schedule your knee evaluation. Now with John Canzano, here's Puck and Slick.
Before we bring John on, we're monitoring a story that is now breaking coming out of Los Angeles. Stephen Gregory is a reporter, correspondent for one of our affiliates down there, part of the iHeartMedia family. He's a reporter for KFI. It's a news talk station down in Los Angeles. You can follow Stephen on Twitter at Stephen Gregory. Tiger Woods has been involved and injured in a crash in Ranchos Palos Verdes at Hawthorne Boulevard. According to the report, fire crews had to use jaws of life to get him out of the vehicle. We are monitoring the story, but Tiger Woods reportedly involved in a pretty horrific car accident, and we'll have to wait and see more. There's been some other reports out there saying that he is in the OR with two broken legs. So we will monitor this story that is coming out of Los Angeles. More information, follow Stephen Gregory, who is a correspondent for iHeartMedia and KFI down there in Los Angeles. All right, we welcome John Canzano here to the radio program, and it's brought to you by Reflex Knees, ReflexKnees.com. If your knee pain is keeping you from living an active lifestyle, ReflexKnees.com. John, how are you, sir?
I'm doing all right. I mean, a little concerned about Tiger. I mean, that was that's why people should listen to your show. I mean, you're all over it. They don't need to go anywhere else.
Yeah, it's not good news. Obviously, hopefully, everyone involved in the accident is okay. Hey, I want, before we talk a little college sports and the Pac-12 and all that, I do want to kind of, you know, this is not just a Seattle story. It's a Northwest story, and obviously, the Mariners reach into your neighborhood. Having spent time down there myself, I know how popular the Mariners are in Portland and Oregon. I mean, it's part of the regional grow there for the Mariners and their outreach. I mean, they promote in Oregon and Idaho and Alaska and Montana and all of that. What was the reaction to what you heard and saw from Kevin Mather here in the last 48 hours?
Well, first of all, like, you know, aside, like, I my wife is like the expert in our house, okay? She's a TV reporter and anchor, and I was explaining to her what happened with the Mariners, and she slapped her forehead and she said, "It never ceases to amaze me when somebody who is representing a brand like the Mariners gets in front of a group like a Rotary Club and forgets what their job is, first of all, like their job for, you know, let's just for a moment talk about what his job was as the president of the Mariners. His job was to promote the Mariners and to make people feel good about the brand and sponsorships and people coming to the stadium. So he forgot his job first and foremost. Second part is his comments are, I mean, obviously racist. I mean, it's just, it's troubling to me that he not only shared those comments, but that he believed them and made jokes about them and felt comfortable enough in that Rotary Club setting to kind of talk about it. So complete misfire there. And then let's go further. The reaction from my audience in Portland and across the state of Oregon was, okay, this is a symptom. This isn't the problem. What about ownership? What about, you know, you don't go 20 years without making the playoffs without ownership or management or the whole thing being rotten. So I think you've got to examine whether or not this is not cutting the head off the snake here. This was a symptom, not the problem. But I'm glad that he's out of the organization. The Mariners can kind of posture like they're moving forward. But I'm curious what Stanton and the managing group of the Mariners is going to do here, because we all know why the Cleveland Browns stink and why the Spurs were so good and why the Patriots were good. And it comes down to a organization that has no congruency of vision, doesn't really know what it's doing, is happy just to charge fans to get into the stadium and you know, kind of move along with mediocrity. But when you miss the playoffs that often, that's a symptom too. And so I think the whole thing stinks, and I feel bad for Mariners fans.
And I want to tie it back in a second back to Portland. We've talked in the past with you about whether or not baseball can be held and whether or not there can be a team there in Portland. There is an update from Los Angeles, from the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department. Again, Tiger Woods was involved in a car accident this morning from the L.A. County Sheriff's Department. At approximately 7:12 a.m., L.A. SD responded to a single-vehicle rollover traffic collision on the border of the Rolling Hills Estates in Rancho Palos Verdes. The vehicle was traveling northbound on Hawthorne Boulevard at Black Horse Road when it crashed. The vehicle sustained major damage. The driver and sole occupant was identified as Tiger Woods. Mr. Woods was removed from the wreck with the jaws of life by L.A. County firefighters and paramedics, then transported to a local hospital by ambulance for his injuries. The traffic investigation is being conducted by investigators from the LASD Lomita Station. So that is the very latest. Tiger Woods involved in a car accident this morning in Los Angeles, transported to a local hospital. So we'll continue to evaluate this and follow this story throughout the morning and afternoon. Where are we at with Portland and baseball quickly? What's the... because one of the things I thought of yesterday and this whole thing in the last 48 hours, John, was this. One, you know, you're right. Everything you said was spot on. This is an organization for 44 years has really done nothing. They've been in the playoffs, so I think it's four times. 20 years. It's been 20 years since their last visit. They are eroding a fan base and all of that. There's a brand-new franchise that is about to start here in the fall with the Kraken. I believe when it starts, and I'm not going out on a limb, right, Sligog? This is going to be more popular than the Mariners, like, immediately.
Yes.
The Sounders, if you looked at the Sounders, and I know Ian talked about this yesterday in terms of their TV deals, were drawing the same numbers of the Mariners, which, again, if you're a Mariners executive, that's not good for you. And I was thinking then about Portland. I'm like, what if Portland got their act together soon, and there's a baseball team in there, and they find immediate success, and how damaging that would be to this organization.
The TV ratings for the Mariners in the Portland market is stronger than the ratings in the Seattle market. I mean, if you're a baseball fan and you're living in the Portland metropolitan area, you are following the Mariners, or you're driving your car up and parking in the parking lot with all those Oregon plates. Next time you're in the stadium, take a look around, see all the cars that have Oregon plates that are sitting in that parking lot on game day. The Portland Diamond Project had an option on a parcel of land that was adjacent to the Willamette River downtown. What has subsequently happened is that option has expired. Now, everybody's reading that as, oh, this thing's dead. I don't think it's dead. And I've been trying to get to the bottom of this and doing some reporting on it, but I believe that they may have another piece of property that they have secured an option on, and they're under a non-disclosure. There are several key real estate developments in the Portland area that are shopping malls that, as we all know, the shopping malls are defunct and struggling, that I've got my eye on. I also, I don't know how familiar you guys are with Pedro Gomez, the late ESPN mm-hmm. Major League Baseball reporter, but about a week before he passed away, he reached out to me, and he said he thought Portland had a real shot. Portland and probably not Montreal, probably Charlotte or Nashville as the two options for expansion. And he was hearing from Major League Baseball owners who needed a cash infusion. Now, there's a couple things going on here. There's a lawsuit right now between the owners and their insurance companies. They want to be repaid for all of the pandemic and fans missing games and the loss of revenue. As soon as that thing gets settled, Pedro thought that the next move for Major League Baseball owners was going to be to seek expansion. Now, they got $175 million in franchise fees when the Diamondbacks and Rays came into baseball. We're now looking at somewhere north of $750 million in expansion fees per entity. So you're talking about $1.5 billion that would be split by the Major League Baseball owners. It'll go a long way towards shoring up that cash revenue shortage and the hole in their budget that they got from the pandemic. So, and that's cash. That's not like, that's coming over 10 or 15 years. That's an immediate infusion that every club would get. So there's not going to be opposition to that. Like, the Mariners might be the only team that would oppose Portland bringing a baseball team in. So I think that it's still very much alive. They're very quiet right now. And I'm going to make a prediction here. I'm going to make a prediction that sometime, let's see, what are we in here? We're going heading into March soon. I'm going to guess in about mid-April, May, you're going to see, let's say by the end of April, I think you're going to have some news on that front. There's nothing I can report right now, and I got a lot of people who are asking me for answers, and I'm going, look, it looks bad, but I can tell from the way these squirrels are acting that there's some nuts in that tree.
Ah. Good, man. I mean, I listen. There's one that we have a timeline of John Stand. One of the things that you know, going back that I just, you know, his dismissiveness about a Portland market was, I think it was a few years ago when this story came out. I remember Rob Manfred was here in town, just, you know, bothered me. I think Portland would be a great market for baseball. It'd be awesome. It's a great tradition of baseball down there in Oregon. I'd like to see it happen just because it would have more of a rivalry. It would be a natural rival with the Mariners. I guess I get from a business standpoint why the Mariners wouldn't want it, but they could have been at least more, I guess, arms open to the idea. The football news, we talked about Tyler Shuck last week. Basketball news, I mean, you know, Slick Hawk is okay. Very – what? I mean, you know, Oregon just laid an egg last night, John. I mean,
yeah.
Probably the worst loss of the season in college basketball. Don't you agree?
Yes. And yeah. Slick, come on. Yeah. Last night, I was excited about this game. Yeah. Oregon won five straight. You know, they're going on win percentage this year, so Oregon had a real shot to kind of gain an inside track on getting to the one seed for the conference tournament. Like, if you beat USC – you got a game coming up with UCLA. You're sitting pretty. You won five straight. USC was struggling a little bit. And here comes Monday night. And some Pac-12 teams have struggled on Monday night. I know Oregon State got beat by like 30 by Colorado on a Monday night. I think there are tough games for players. But this was Dana Altman's moment of truth. Like, this was, uh-oh, here come the Ducks, right? And we all have seen this before. And they absolutely laid an egg. They got knocked out in the first 5 minutes of this game. They're down 15-0. They never recovered. Their energy wasn't there. Puzzling. And it really troubled me.
Yeah, the UCLA game was...
Fireable, probably.
Stop it. I was looking at UCLA as kind of the game. Like, okay, that's going to be... I was never planning on winning the USC game. But, I mean, the USC, I guess they are that good.
Confidence in your team.
What? Well, jeez. I'm a realist, Jason. I mean, realistic views and opportunities.
Well, I mean, yeah.
USC's size is a problem for Oregon. It's going to be a size for anybody. Their length and their size is going to be a problem for the Ducks. But Dana Altman's found a way, right? Like, you know, I don't like everything Dana Altman does. He's boring as an interview. He's like a crop duster. He just, go back and forth. He doesn't really say anything. He's boring. And you can't sit and watch a crop duster very long. So Dana Altman, to me, like, I want a more dynamic guy as that coach, but you gotta admit, the guy gets his team to play in February and March, and it just looked like here they come again, like it or not, they could win the Pac-12 tournament, and then they just didn't show up. And to me, it was like watching a team that knew it was going to be hard. Like, you ever walked along somewhere, you see a big hill, and you kind of, maybe you're out on a jog or a walk, and you look at that big hill, and you're like, not today. That's what I thought the Ducks did.
Yeah. I was in the Army. I saw a lot of big hills, yeah.
Really the story of it all. Where, anything on the commissioner front? Do we have any updated news at all on that saga?
It's been very quiet. I talked to somebody who I believe will be a finalist for the job this morning. Not been contacted, says the search firm has not reached out. So they must be doing some very preliminary discussions on narrowing the field. I agree with those out there who believe that it's got to be somebody with football experience. You have to solve that football problem. So I'm going to start eliminating people based on the fact that they don't have football experience. And Gloria Navarez, the WCC commissioner, is on that list. They may interview her. She's smart. She's good. But she's in a conference that doesn't have football. There's no way you could bring her in and hire her. You got to have somebody who understands how to fix football, and you got to get after that. Like, you know, Mark Twain, I think he wrote once that, you know, if you got to eat a frog, you got to eat it first thing in the morning. Like, if you're going to do something hard, you should wake up. It should be the first thing you do. Like, you know, you guys, you wake up, you go for that jog, or you lift weights or work out or do whatever that thing that's hard, because you get it over with and the rest of your day is a breeze. The Pac-12 conference, the frog for them is football. They got to eat that frog right away.
Yeah, I pour coffee and look at Twitter. That's what I do. And frog legs aren't bad. They're not bad.
I've never had them.
Tastes like chicken.
Seems like a Southern thing.
You'll be fine.
Yeah?
You'll be fine.
Fry them up?
They're good. They're not bad. Right. Once you get past that it's frog, you're good to go.
I'll try it.
How do you get past that it's fog? At what point are you like, it's something else?
Lots of alcohol, John.
Yeah, there you go. There it is.
Lots of booze to get you through it. All right. Thank you, sir. We appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week, John. Thanks so much.
All right. Take care, guys.
There he is. John Canzani joins us every week. From 750 The Game, also The Oregonian. It's brought to you by ReflexKnees.com. Boy, if you got knee problems, and who doesn't have knee problems?
Right?
Everyone's got a little knee problem.
Of course.
These guys at Reflex Knees, they fix your knees like in an instant. All right? If you got knee pain, they got a place over here on the east side. You got knee pain, is keeping you from living an active lifestyle. Give them a visit at ReflexKnees.com. Tell them Canzano sent you. We are following the huge breaking news coming out of the sports world, out of the golf world now. Tiger Woods, boy, now I'm seeing images of the car.
Oh, really?
Wow.
I haven't seen that yet.
It has come to a rest on an embankment down a hill. Tiger Woods was involved in a car accident this morning. The L.A. County Sheriff's Department has put out a press release. A single car accident, 7:15 this morning. He was removed from the vehicle with the jaws of life. I guess that's some type of
it's a huge apparatus that basically rips metal from metal so they can get in there.
That's how they couldn't get to him. That's how bad the accident was. The firefighters and paramedics got him out. He has been transported to a local hospital by ambulance for the injuries. That is the very latest as of now. There's been no update. Can say that he has survived the crash because he has been transported to a hospital. But the picture of the wreckage is not good. He was driving a Genesis Invitational car. He was if you were watching golf, he is the host of the Genesis Invitational that took place at Riviera this past weekend. It is his tournament. He did not play in it. He made news over the weekend saying that he just recently had back surgery that may prevent him from playing in the Masters, but he was hopeful that he could play. No doubt that he is. I mean, you first and foremost, we're praying that he's okay.
Yeah.
Probably no shot that he's going to play in the Masters here this year. But that is that's no one cares about that. What you care about is the person. He's okay, and others are okay. He was the sole person in the vehicle. So we will continue to monitor this story throughout the afternoon. Tweet of the day is coming up next.
Did you miss anything on Chuck and Buck? Not to worry. Listen on demand at sportsradiokjr.com/podcasts on the free iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Strike and strike and strike and strike and strike and strike
and strike and strike and strike and strike until you have victory. Tweet of the day. We do it every day at 11:45. You've got a tweet. Send it our way. Jason Puckett 20 on Twitter.
Slick Octwell on Twitter.
CK206.
We do have the breaking news that happened about 10-15 minutes ago. Tiger Woods was involved in a pretty bad car accident down in Los Angeles where he was spending the weekend at the Genesis Invitational at Riviera. He is the host of that golf tournament. He was involved in a car accident around 7:15 this morning. He has been taken to a local hospital. He was taken out of his vehicle, which looks like, according to TV reports, had rolled over down an embankment. He has been transported to the hospital. He was taken out of the vehicle by the jaws of life, which rips the vehicle apart. His agent, longtime agent, Mark Steinberg, has released a statement saying that, quote, Tiger Woods was in a single car accident this morning in California. He suffered multiple leg injuries. He is currently in surgery. We thank you for your privacy and support. That is from the longtime agent of Tiger Woods, Mark Steinberg. Again, Tiger Woods involved in a car accident this morning in Los Angeles, transported to the hospital, was taken out of his vehicle, and now in surgery right now at a local hospital. So obviously, some terrible news coming out of L.A. right now. And good news is, though, I mean, he's in surgery. did not perish in the accident.
Right.
And that he's in surgery right now repairing multiple leg injuries.
L.A. County Fire says that his injuries are moderate to critical.
Okay. So we'll keep you up to date as long as we are on the air, and no doubt throughout the afternoon on the station here. All right. So you had a poll question up earlier today.
Yes.
Read your poll question one more time for me.
All right. As soon as I find it. But Jeff Bezos agrees to buy it with one team, and you get to choose which team he buys. Which one do you choose? Expansion Sonics team, Mariners, or Seahawks?
You left the team out there that he likely will buy.
I didn't mean to.
This is coming now from multiple reports. And in fact, it came out because of a lawsuit, actually, which is crazy. Jeff Bezos has been interested in buying an NFL team quite some time. In fact, his name came up when Paul Allen did pass away. In fact, did come up before Jody said, no, we're going to keep the team.
Mm-hmm.
The team, though, is the Washington football team.
Oh.
Bezos' attorney spoke with the Baltimore-based sports investment banking firm Mogan Company, which led the effort to sell a chunk of the team, according to court documents obtained by Front Office Sports. Front Office Sports previously reported on majority owner Dan Snyder's claims that the real estate executive, Dwight Schar, one of his three minority shareholders, led an extortion campaign to force Snyder to sell his stake. This past Monday, a filing that mentions Bezos' attorney was made in a New Delhi courtroom and was part of Snyder's defamation lawsuit, originally filed in August against an Indian media company, MIA Worldwide. Bezos, 57, announced on February 2nd that he would step down as Amazon CEO by the end of 2021. Past several years, he's developed a wider footprint in and around the nation's capital. In 2013, he purchased the Washington Post. 2017, he tapped Arlington, Virginia as a location for Amazon's second headquarters. CBS Sports reported back in November of 2019 that Bezos spent time with Snyder since his move to Washington, and that other NFL owners were among more than willing to welcome Bezos into their club.
Oh, you think?
So.
Well, that's about as far away from here as you can get.
Well, but his second headquarters is there. He has he owns the Washington Post.
Yeah.
He has laid roots down in that area.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Why Wikis? Come on. Now he's so rich, he can have them both.
Well, of course.
He doesn't need to just be the owner of what? If Stan Kroenke can own multiple sports teams, which he does, by the way.
He owns what? The Rams? He owns
The Rams, the Nuggets, and Avalanche.
Oh, okay.
Jeff Bezos can own all of the teams if he wants to.
Jeff Bezos can own the world.
He can own all of the NFL if he chose to. If he said, I'd like to buy every NFL team, okay, he can. So it doesn't prevent him from owning the Sonics. But, you know, let's make sure he spends his billions here. So let's rope him in.
Would be nice.
Hey, we allowed you to call it Climate Pledge. For God's sakes, the least you could do is buy the Sonics.
Yeah.
Buy the NBA team. Come on. Let's go, Bezos.
Strike.
But obvious, any league would want him into their club.
Yeah. That's just more money for everybody else.
But I would say, you know, the league in which he can make the most impact from a vanity standpoint is the NBA. Because he could spend whatever he wants. Well, there's a luxury tax, but he can spend whatever he wants.
Right.
He can go on a luxury tax. Mm-hmm. He'll be fine. NFL, you can't.
Yeah, it's a hard cap. Hard cap NFL.
So,
but I'm just saying, if you bought the Mariners, we talk about, you know, this whole thing top to bottom. That's how you fix it.
Well, we'll talk about that because we'll go through a timeline of John Stand. I mean, and you know, I wasn't joking around and people, you know, said we were crazy. I want Theo Epstein a part of this organization. He is available. The guy, why would, if you are a baseball person, why in the world would you thumb your nose at Theo Epstein? Mm. He's not only taken one, but two franchises who have had worse luck of not winning a championship than your team.
Right.
And he built them into winners. Wherever he goes, they win. And if the rumors are true, he'd like to eventually get back in and would like to also get back into an ownership group to buy a team. I mean, now there's nothing we can do. We can't force him to sell. But I would do anything and everything. If Theo Epstein wanted to lead an ownership group to buy this team, I'd do it in a millisecond.
Of course.
And if it costs Jerry DePoto his job, sorry. Theo Epstein has a much better track record of building teams than Jerry DePoto does.
There is
no argument of that.
I would hope
there is no debate of that.
Coexist because
no, if Theo Epstein's taken over, he's Jerry DePoto ain't staying. He wants to
really
want to
see this thing through. You know,
you can see it through. Maybe he likes the players that he's put together.
Yeah.
I mean, first of all, you don't really know anything about him yet.
What, DePoto?
Well, these young players.
Huh.
You know, I mean, we're excited about Kyle Lewis. It's 60 games. I'm excited about Jared Kelenic. I have no idea if Jared Kelenic's going to be good. Neither do you. Neither does anyone.
Of course not. But, I mean, we have a pretty good idea.
Based on what?
Based on what people who watch and follow and cover baseball say. Not just the Mariners, but nationally, everybody.
Just everybody? I mean, I don't know. I don't know nationally, pick up a publication. Baseball America, the same one that everyone trashed a couple years ago about their organization, but now we're supposed to say that it's a great one because now it's a good one?
I mean, well, what do you mean everybody said?
Well, I mean, this is an organization, the Mariners.
I'm not talking about the
that
Mariners.
That trashed Baseball America a few years ago.
Right.
But now we celebrate Baseball America because they said their prospects are good.
Well, I wasn't listening to them three years ago.
I don't care
when
what Baseball America says they are in the minors. I care what they are in the majors and if they're going to be good. And no one can say they're going to be good or not. You think, we hope they are.
Yeah.
But we don't, I don't know.
I mean,
Kelenic could come
at
up.
At some point, the same could have been could have been said about Ken Griffey Jr.
Well, I know, but Kelenic, and you don't know until he gets up here.
Yeah, you don't know.
So what I'm saying is a possibility that these guys aren't good.
Yes.
I lived through the big three Mariner pitchers that were supposed to all be great.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I lived through three, there was two versions of that, and none of them were good. None of them. All right, we got to go. We're late. We'll get into our top story of the day. And what did we miss? Bachelor recap, too.
Yeah.
Bottom of the hour.
Did you miss anything on the Ian Furness Show? Not to worry. Listen on demand at sportsradiokjr.com/podcasts on the free iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.